Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly glad to be with you this morning as we move forward with a great word today. And the title for this morning is, "But he who glorifies, let him glory in the Lord." He who glorifies, let him glory in the Lord. And all I can say is, God is good. He is so very, 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 I say very, 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 very good. The word for this morning is rich. I can only say thank you, Lord, for another day. We will be coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 for our word for this morning, but we will be in our Psalms and our Proverbs today. And again, great word this morning. Mother Valerie will be listening in, but she will not be joining us today. She is Monday through Friday. It's her work week. Hallelujah. As mine is Sunday through Friday. But I'm a little bit younger than Mother, so I give her an extra day off. But anyway, I'm so grateful for her contributions and the laughter and joy she brings. She was very much missed over her summer hiatus. So grateful that she is back with us and just so happy that we can move forward together, that all of us are back together. Oh, my. I am so grateful that on yesterday, Lordy, we had a great time in the Lord. It was magnificent. Hope Ministry, Women's Ministry for our church, all I can say is, you guys, we, not you, all of us did it. It was awesome. A move of God. Thanking God for Sister Carla, who is our director, our pastor, Pastor Jesse, all the women of Hope. Oh, just magnificent. Magnificent. There's no other words to say, put an exclamation mark of awesome greatness, but magnificent. We had more. It was the best conference we ever had. No disparagement to myself, who was the director previously, you know, because our conferences also were awesome. But God is taking us in a higher and different direction, and I am grateful to be a part of it. And, you know, to just know that, the ministry is going to be even better than it's ever been. And I'm just so overwhelmed and grateful for Sister Carla, who also was my unofficial assistant director. And now she is the director, and I'm just ecstatic thanking her, thanking our pastor for choosing her. And just, I'm filled up. I was filled up yesterday. Speakers, oh my God. Our MC was awesome. Thanking First Lady Teresa Davis, our keynote speaker, Evanita Smith. Oh my God. Psalmist extraordinaire, as well as speaker extraordinaire. Pastor Herring from St. Paul AME Church. Oh, what a joy. She talked about Martha, and she talked about Mary, and she talked about for that was our title, Your Distractions Can Lead to Your Destruction. So I am one of those folks who easily gets distracted, and I am being more cognizant of the distractions that I'm like, okay, God, oops, let me stop right now and do what I'm on my list of things I need to get done. So grateful, thankful, and blessed to also Dr. First Lady, my soror, Jackie Newman, who brought a word also on yesterday. We got to make some lists, and we got to stick to it, or we got to not get distracted, because so many times we can make our list and the distractions, well, as I like to say, knock us off our square. So we need to make sure that we stay focused. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on His Word. Stay focused and know that He glorifies. Let Him glory in the Lord. Thanking God again for all of you. Father God in heaven, I thank you for this day that you have made, Lord. I am rejoicing and glad in it, asking you, Father, as always, please increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength, you are our redeemer, you are our everything, Father God. Lord God, I lift up each listener. I lift up Mother Valerie. I lift up my pastor, God, Pastor Jesse, asking you to give her a rhema word this morning. I lift up Deacon Ken and the men's ministry, the kingdom men who contributed the food on yesterday. That was delicious. And the decorations and everything. Kingdom men, you guys did it. It was awesome. Thank you so much for everything on yesterday. Thanking Hope Ministries for just filling my heart with this conference. Everything was beautiful. Everything was done decently and in order with no distractions. Just can't help but say thankfulness to my church, Table of Life Ministries, asking you, Lord God, to bless us, Lord God. Bless us in our collective. Bless us individually. Bless us, Lord God, as a ministry on the hill, that beacon of light, God, that you showed me in a dream that we would have. And Lord God, you fulfilled it. I can only say thank you, God, for my pastor who, Lord, I just can't say enough about, who is a wonderful, awesome woman of God who listens to your voice, God, and is taking us higher. You are Yahweh. You are our absolute provider, God. And I can only thank you for the blessings, and you know what you have done for my family. I can only say thank you, God, for answered prayers, seriously answered prayers, 3 days early answered prayers. God, you're just amazing, and all I can say is thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, awesome and mighty God, who heals, who restores, who takes us higher, God. Father God in heaven, as I move forward in this word, God, I ask you, Lord, to speak through me, decrease me, Lord God, and increase me with you. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for sisters in Christ. Thank you for women of God who pray, God. I ask you, Lord God, to lead them and guide them, God, that they will walk in righteousness and that we will all stand together, hand in hand, at the gate, each one getting in and you saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, amen. thanking God for another day of his grace, of his mercy, of his goodness, of his kindness, of the joy and the peace that can only come from God. Father God in heaven, thank you, thank you, and thank you again for your everything. For you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are everything, God. You, Lord God, reign in victory. For you are Jehovah Shalom. And all we can say is thank you. As we go into our word, we are coming out of the 107th Psalm, starting at verse 10 through Psalm. Our last psalm will be our last psalm will be the 28th psalm, starting at verse 28 and ending at verse 29. Chapter 29. So starting at the 107th psalm through, I'm sorry, I was in Isaiah. I got a little carried away in tomorrow's work. Y'all not get all giddy and stuff. So Psalm 107, starting at verse 10 through 107, ending at verse 43. And our proverb, we'll start at Proverb, the 25th proverb, starting at verse 17 and ending at verse 20. And again, we will be in Second Chronicles, starting at chapter 8 and ending at chapter 10. So get your Bibles, because this is Bible study, y'all. Say with me, it's Bible study, y'all. You know, we Southern girls have to say it like it is. It's Bible study, y'all. You know, I haven't been citified, all that. I still have my Southern roots. And it's Bible study, y'all. Time to go to work. And who do we work for? We work for our Father God, who is the best employer you could ever have. He is the great I Am. And we are his loving children. So join me in book 5. When you go into the Psalms, it goes through books. And so we are in book 5. And book 5 will take us to the end of the Psalms, which is the 105th Psalm. So we are in the beginning of book 5 of our Psalms today, starting at verse number 10. And this morning, I will be coming out of the NIV version of the word this morning. So please join me. If you have NIV on your cell phone, please get your cell phone out, and we will start in the 107th Psalm. And we will end at verse 32. I'm so sorry. Today is the 17th. I went all the way into the 19th. I was just enthralled about today, y'all. And we are going to go back a little bit. We are in the 107th, but we'll be starting at verse 1. And the word of God says in verse 1 of the 107th Psalm, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the land, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom. Prisoners suffered and are iron chained, for they have rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the gloom, dark, deepest gloom, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Woo! Our Father God rescued from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thanks, offerings, and tell of his works with songs of joy. Do you tell folks how good God has been to you? Do you say thank you to the Most High? Do you give him praise for all that he does in our life? Do you just say thank you, Lord? Others went out on the sea and ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest and lifted high the waves. They mounted up the heavens and went down to the deep. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm. He stilled the storm to a whisper. And it was storming here last evening. The rain was coming down. It was coming down. I was like, oh my goodness. It was coming down. And all you could say was, okay, God, I'm going to bed. And that's what I did. I went to bed. I had a great night's sleep, thanking God for his grace, thanking God for the rain, and hearing his voice to rest. So I went to bed early, did not stay up like I normally do, because I knew that God said rest, and that's what I did. And it says, the waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. Hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord this morning, saints. Praise ye the Lord. Give God the glory that is due his holy and divine name. Tell God thank you. For there is none like our Father God. There is none who loves us more than him. You know, I have a niece. When you say I love you, she always says I love you more. And we got to tell folks I love you more. Not as much as God, but but I love you more, because God is love. Hallelujah. And as we go to a life lesson from our 107th Psalm, verse 9, what the Bible says about our basic needs. Every individual is a beautiful and unique creation, Dr. Stanley tells us, complete with needs and desires specific to his or her own life. Some needs, however, are universal. This is all people experience them in their lives. The first is a sense of belonging. Everyone feels the need to fit in somewhere. The joy you feel when surrounded by intimate friends and family is powerful evidence of this truth. The discomfort associated with moving to a job or home where no one knows you also reveals how powerful this need is in our lives. Another universal need is a sense of worth. It's important for all of us to be able to say, I matter. Yet many people are not convinced this is true. They're overcome by a horrible, disfigured self-image that's stealing the joy of the Lord from their lives. You know, we talk about, you know, I say Sister Susie, and thank God I don't know any, but Sister Susie, that usher that lets all the cares of the world come into the church with her, can't smile, have that attitude with the nose in the air and the lips pursed. In other words, I don't know you. You better come in here with the right attitude. And if you don't, I'm going to put you in the back. And I don't like children in the front, but I know that them ministers want them kids up there disrupting the whole service. I just don't understand. You know, and got the attitude. You know, I am so grateful we don't have ushers like that. We have some absolutely awesome and mighty women of God and men of God who love God and want to serve in his house. So kudos to Minister Michelle Medley, who is our head usher and who has that joyful spirit. She just has a great spirit. The first time I ever met her, the only word that came to mind was beautiful. Beautiful. I just saw her inside spirit, and it was beautiful. And so to this day, I call her beautiful. And I can't help it. That's just who she is to me. She's just beautiful. And I keep trying to sneak on the usher board, and they keep saying, Pastor Bridget, you know you guys work to do in other places. But they do let me substitute every now and again. I help out. But that's because they are so fun and just absolutely awesome women of God that I do kind of like hanging out with them. So kudos to our ushers who were awesome on yesterday. But the Sister Susie ushers who I'm talking about, that one that, you know, always, you know, very tall and the elegant, dresses to the nines, looks good in her suit. And she always tells ushers, you need to wear black with a white top. Or you need to wear white, all white. I didn't say cream. I said white. You know, just stayed and still. And, you know, we did not buy. Well, I mean, some of us didn't buy. But we bought these suits. And this is the suit I said, and this is the suit I want. You know, one of those that would kick folks with good hearts off the usher board because they can't afford to buy the white suit, the black suit, the beige suit, the blue suit that she has picked out of the magazine that costs more money than some get in a month because she can afford it. And, you know, we need to do a fundraiser for those that can't. You know, just horrible, helpful. But because she's the pastor's sister, she gets to be head usher. Come on now. That's college church. We see it in many of our churches. Nepotism to the ninth and to the nth degree. But it's not helping the body. And we wonder why people come in but don't come back. We got to be kind. We got to be loving. We got to have a godly spirit. We got to let his glory shine through us. And it tells us this. I fairly say it. It says, a third universal need is a sense of competence. We need to know for certain that we can accomplish what God puts before us. A lack of confidence in his power and provision in our lives can be devastating. God responded to every one of these universal needs at the cross. We belong because our Heavenly Father called us into his holy family. We are worth because Jesus paid such a great price for our salvation. And we are competent because God has sent his Holy Spirit to indwell and empower us. A breakdown in any one of these areas will have a tremendous impact on your spiritual growth. Are you struggling with any of these universal needs? If so, lay them before the Lord today. Then trust him to make you the complete person he created you to be. Oh, hallelujah. As my children sing, you did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. And I'm going to leave it all right here. We got to leave our situations at the altar because we trust in God. Psalms 107:19, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Sometimes the trouble that comes upon us is really a blessing in disguise, but it prompts us to seek God as never before. Are you in some trouble today? Then call upon God. But he delights in rescuing you. Hallelujah. Are you calling on the name of Jesus this morning? Are you lifting up his holy word? Are you saying, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are, awesome and mighty, a glorious and gracious God. Thank you, Lord, for hope in a future. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. Awesome and mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Please join me in Proverbs chapter 25. And we will be starting at verse 14. And I'm coming out of New King James. And it says this, whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. Come on now. The boaster. Well, you know, I gave such and such and such. Well, I've done this, that, and the other for the church. I give to the homeless. I give to this. I give to that. I give, I give, I give. Come tax time. There's not much giving on that tax return because they ain't giving hardly anything but love to boast about what they do. And I tell you this, the Lord already told us, if you're doing a whole lot of boasting and what you do, you already got all your accolades here on earth. What you do is you give quietly. Nobody needs to know your business unless it's Uncle Sam. Come on now, I'm just calling it. But you're not giving for the tax break. You're giving for your heart. You're giving because that's what God has instructed you to do. And you don't have to tell anybody what you do. I don't like us knowing what I do or what I give or who I give it to, because it honestly is nobody's business but God. But those folks that love to talk, always talking about what they did. Well, I did this and I did that. And I, you know, if it's anything They want to do it all. I got to do it all. And then you realize they're not really doing anything. They are delegating. Delegating and then taking credit. Getting other people's information and then bringing it forth like it's their own. But both always. But I did and I did and I. God doesn't have time for I. But there's only one I, and that's God. God is that I that sees everything. God is those eyes that is looking all the time because he never sleeps. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows your spirit, and he knows what you give. He knows it. Yeah, and then it goes on to say, be long forbearance. A ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Ooh. And why we can say that? Because we know that death and life is in the power of this tongue that's behind our teeth. You can hurt some people. You can break some bones. You can destroy a spirit with this little membrane behind your teeth. You can make someone feel some kind of way by your attitude and how you treat them. God is love. God is not one that wants us to be treated like we're nothing. We're all something to God, and we need to treat people that way. Nobody needs to know your business but God. But how you treat others, everybody sees. We got to understand God is love. God is kindness. God is that faith and hope. God is everything. But above all, God is love. And he wants us to treat each other that way. Have you found honey? Eat only as much as you need, lest you be filled with it and vomit. I'm a honey eater. I prefer honey over sugar. But I know that I can't eat the whole jar. I know that I can't indulge in over excess of honey. That I can only have a dwallop. A dwallop is all you need in your teeth. You don't need the whole half a container of honey in your teeth because it still is a type of sugar. So we need to be careful how much of anything we do. You know, I like coffee. I gave it up for the last week in a fast for the conference. Praise the Lord. But I'm having a cup of coffee that my son made me this morning, thanking AT. And that was so sweet. I came in and he came in with a cup of coffee and gave it to me, you know, because I'm back on coffee today, but very sparingly. And I'm one of the ones I would put a bunch of creamer in it. So it's creamer with coffee. And this morning he gave me a cup of coffee with a dwallop of creamer because, you know, I don't put any kind of sugar in it. The creamer, sugar-free creamer, actually, is my sugar. And I got tickled because I'm looking at it and it's not all light and bright. It's kind of a caramel. It actually looks like my own skin. It's my twin. And I'm like, okay, where's the cream? And then I tasted it, and I'm like, you know what, God, thank you. Because I don't need all that cream anyway. I need just what you gave me. And I'm appreciative. Because sometimes we want to complain when we're given a gift. When we need to just say thank you. So I'm saying thank you and put my tongue back behind my teeth because I'm not breaking any bones today. Proverbs 25:17, he says, seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Ooh. You can't be running down the boo-boo in them's house every day, day in, day out. Talking about boo-boo, what you got? Boo-boo, you know, because you know what kind of house Boo Boo and them got. And if you go into Boo Boo and them's house every day and thinking you're going to get whatever it is they got for free, you got another thing coming because they're going to get their money. And you need to stay out of the house in the first place. You want them to get weary of you not coming. You want them to know, I've been saved. I've been set free, and I will not be setting foot in your house again. you know, because they not hating you, because they weary of you. They hating you because you're coming in asking for things for free. And they selling things. They not just selling chips, let's just put it that way, or candy. We got to understand that the boo-boo and them, they are not your friend, and you need to stay out of their house. You know, you wondering why, you know, boo-boo and them, because boo-boo got a baby by your daughter, and boo-boo got babies by many of daughters. Problem is, how did boo-boo even meet your daughter? Come on now. We're going to be honest and straight here. Our children are disappearing. And we need to understand that some of those disappearances are coming from people you know that you have put in your kids' presence, and you need to be careful who you allow in the company of your children. Most children are disappearing because of people they know. And this is just a public service announcement to some parents out there who are free and loose with your daughters, with your sons, traffickers, and they don't care that you go to church. They don't care that your kids are good kids. They don't care. All it takes is your daughter, your son, being at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people. Well, he was my boyfriend. No, he was a trafficker. And he knew that you was young and innocent and pretty and cute. And he lured you. Be careful. Stop trusting everybody, because if a boy is coming to your house at 2 in the morning, he is not for you when you are 12, when you are 11, when you are 13 years old, and he's coming to your house in the middle of the night telling you to climb out your window. Stop. Take a minute. Parents, be vigilant. If they snuck out once, they'll sneak out again. Lock that window. Put a nail in it. And do it while they're at school so they don't know that it's locked. It's on lockdown. Click, click. God is telling us to be vigilant with our children and to watch as well. And this is what it says in Proverbs. It says, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Folks will lie on you. Watch, be vigilant. Confidence is an unfaithful man in time of trouble. It's like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. And I tell you, there is nothing more painful. There is nothing more painful than a bad tooth or your foot out of joint. When your foot hurts, all of you hurt. We got to be careful. We got to pray. We got to pray and pray some more. I'm grateful for my friends that are prayer warriors, because I know that they are praying for me. I know that they are praying for my children. I know that they have my best interest at heart. And I'm grateful for my prayer warrior friends, the ones that are on their knees, them intercessors. You got to have some friends that are intercessors, and you got to intercede for them too. It can't be a one-way street. One of my very good friends and prayer partners, God rest her, wonderful, beautiful soul. I'm not going to get to y'all, but a shout out to Rona Beeson. God rest that beautiful soul. She was a great friend and a faithful prayer warrior. And I'm so grateful that God gave me opportunity to see her in person. Touch her hand. Can't tell her I love her in person before she left this world. I can only say, thank you, Father God, for my friend, for my prayer partner, who was there with me when I would go to the cemetery to see my husband's grave and need someone to pray with me while I stood there, when I needed someone to hold my hand in spirit and say, it's going to be all right. That was my friend. That was Mona. And all I can say is God called her home because she was a good and faithful servant even to the end. So thank you, God, for her. And as we go into 2 Corinthians 7, chapter 7, it says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting the holiness in the fear of God. Open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulations. But indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was confident in us when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more. But even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, for I perceived that the same epistle made you sorry, but only for a while. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. But godly sorrow produces repentance. Can I say it again? Godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation. One more time. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. Come on now. For observe this very thing, that you sorrow in a godly manner. What diligence is produced in you, that what clearing indignation, what fear, what vengeance, desire, what zeal, what vindication, in all things you prove yourself to be clear in this manner. Therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, for not for the sake of him who suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. Therefore, we have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoice exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For if in anything I have boasted to him about you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting to Titus was found true, and his affection was greater for you as he remembered the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. Therefore, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything. You know, Paul would he write them letters now, and he'd tell you all, but he also gave you encouragement. You know, constructive criticism is what Paul gave. And a pastor that does not give constructive criticism is not a pastor that loves you. You know, my pastor, I'll just say it, has given me some constructive criticism. And what she gave me was what I needed. You know, and I can only say thank you, Pastor. Thank you. You know, because there are those that would have left the church because she ain't going to tell me what to do. She ain't going to tell me how to do this, that, and the other. You know what? I needed that. I needed that boost. I needed that criticism. I needed that to go higher. Because you cannot go higher if nobody tells you what you're doing wrong. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for those friends that are honest and true. Girl, you got to get yourself together. You can't live like that. You can't go into grief like that. That's a trick of the enemy. I mean, I used to, and I'm still coming back up from being in a pit, you know, having to work my way back up and out. Because, you know, you can come and do what you do. I did this show for 6 years in different formats, but I've done it for about 6 years. And I tell you this, there were times that this was the only thing that kept me going. This was the only thing that brought light into my heart because I was in so much pain. So I can only say thank you, God. I say thank you to Pastor Few, who pulled me out of some darkness when I started working with Morning Glory, and now Morning Glory Nation. I can't always get on, but I try to go back and look later. But I tell you, I thank Pastor Few for hearing my voice and seeing something in me that I didn't even see in myself, and giving me an opportunity to be the Thursday morning host of Morning Glory. I can only say thank you to Pastor Few and to Prophetess Diane Grimble, who said, you know, you can do that on a radio, and gave me an opportunity with New Beginnings on Saturday night, 2-hour talk show. Do you know how hard it is to do a talk show and to hope people call in? Wow. Can't do nothing more than say thank you. Thank you to my pastor who said, you know you can do that. You can do this yourself. And Prophetess Diane for helping me to create my own, to be able to do it, to be able to produce it, and to be able to go forth in it. Talk show, 8 o'clock, Monday through Friday. I remember thanking God for Sister Carolyn, who was live at the time. But again, she works now, 8 o'clock, and is no longer able to be live, but she sends a word every day, you know, to thank, you know, Leah and all those that were regulars on the show at that time. Can't help but be grateful. You know, we had church every day. You know, so I thank God for those that came in and did what they did. Mother Rita, who has been with me from day one, I can only say thank you to all of you. You know, grateful, thankful, and blessed that God has given me this opportunity to preach and teach his word. And as we go into 2 Corinthians chapter 8, says, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberty. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God. So we urge Titus that as he had begun, so we would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, come on now, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, But now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. But if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equity that you met, you that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equity. Is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, can you say it? Thanks be to God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and to show your ready mind, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in his lavish gift, which is administered by us, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the church, the glory of Christ. Therefore, show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Paul was always talking about the church. He sent these letters as an acknowledgement of his love for them. Again, Paul wanted the glory of God to come in. He wanted folks to see that he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. This is part one. We'll be in chapter 10 on tomorrow. But that title just touched my heart, and God said to use it today and tomorrow, because through all of these letters, through all of our scriptures, it is about the glory of God. And chapter 9, you know, it says, now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Acacia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready. Let some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared. We not to mention you should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a manner of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. Because what we give with a cheerful heart, right? But this I say, he who sorrows, who sows sparingly, come on now, you better speak it, Paul. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work, as it is written. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown, praise the Lord, and increases the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. for the administration of this service, not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his undescribable gift. Can you say it with me? Thanks be to God for his undescribable gift. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. That's what God wants from us, to glory in him, because we can do nothing without God. Trust in the Lord today. Give God your best praise. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that he is your absolute. He is your everything. He is the Most High God, and you are his children. Hallelujah. We got to let God know that we love him and that we glory in his love and in his grace. Before we get out of here, some words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. Let God abound in everything, that God is all to all. God is so very good. And I am so very grateful to be a child of God. And as we go forth, a word was from Friday was this: God will put you back together and make you stronger right in front of the people that broke you. Whew. Been there, done that. Got the always broken and put back together by God, teacher. Hallelujah. You know, whew, thank you, Jesus. And then for yesterday, if you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. Use your faith. Have a super Saturday. And I tell you, I had a super Saturday. Thanks again to Hope Ministry, to Table of Life, to Pastor Jesse Herring, who believed in women's ministry, and to Sister Carla, who has taken us higher as a ministry. Thank you, God, for the women of Table of Life, and to all of our guests and speakers. And as we go forth this morning, a word of scripture. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5:44, King James Version. And again, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Thank you so much, family, for listening in this morning. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Find us. It is a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And let God use you wherever you go. Let him use you for his glory. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a great and wonderful day. Keep loving God as God loves you. It is a wrap. Why? Because it's Sunday and we need to go to church. Have a great day, family. I love you all. Be blessed, and because you are all highly favored by God. Have a great day. It's a wrap.